Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Right there at the table.
How you doing, bro?
Welcome back. Old School on a beat OU Friday.
Man, way to do it. Let me tell you something, boy. Hey, I would tell you, look, man, you can change the momentum of this whole season with one big hit.
Yep.
On special teams.
Yep. First hit.
Well, the special teams guys got to be your party starters. So that means you got to be ready to get it going on right from the get-go. So I think it's a more even match than you would think. I think the line's at 11. You normally, with the coaching change, you'd probably think that would be closer to 20, considering the way Nebraska's played. You know, when you give up 45 points or whatever to Georgia Southern, just on the surface, you think Oklahoma is going to score 80. So, you know, I think that lets you know what people think of Nebraska and of Mickey Joseph in the seamless kind of transition, right? And so, look, it's a big opportunity. It's not the end-all, be-all, but it's a good opportunity to go out there and play against good competition. This is what you come to Nebraska for. So, like Mickey said in his first press conference, hey, look, you know, they're hurting. They're probably surprised, and that's natural, right? And then you got to give kudos to Scott Frost because that's, you know, he had players that cared about him and just cared about his well-being, right? Him being a coach, caring about that, right, and believing in what he was doing. Yeah, the season didn't go right, all the other stuff, right? But they cared about him. So that lets you know that's a positive impact. So Mickey did a good job of feeling him, understanding it, but then also redirecting him. And so, like I said, you know, if you're mad about it, there's two ways you can handle it. Tap out and just woe is me and then live with a lifetime of regret that you get to play in, quite frankly, one of the last Oklahoma-Nebraska games ever, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, coming to Nebraska, you hear about it. Nebraska, Oklahoma, what it means. I've seen it. I used to watch this game. I'd be like, man, you know.
It was Thanksgiving.
Right?
It was
then I would get the itis. You know, I was loving it. The game was on at 11, then I could eat, you know, leftovers. So once you experience this game and once you experience that hit of Oklahoma and what it means to everybody in the state, it's different, man. And, yeah, you should, you know, the old saying as a coach, you know, you've been a coach. Every game is the most important. No. Listen here.
This is one
Listen
you circle. Here. This is one you circle.
Oklahoma could have been 8-0, and we could have been 0-8. You win Oklahoma, everything is in right in the world. And so right here, Nebraska has a tremendous opportunity to play a team that they match up with, that they know that they can and should beat. Now they got to go out there and do it. So it's a great situation to be in. Now, the situation doesn't become great until you take advantage of the opportunity. This is a huge opportunity, man. And really, us as former players, alumni, fans, or whatever you want to call us, talking heads or whatever they want to, you know, you don't really hear that media word talking about that much no more. But but at the end of the day, what we want is them to take advantage of the opportunity. You know, it's like, so many opportunities are there. We want you just to grab one and take it. Take a bite of that, like apple, and that's what you want them to be addicted to. Because then, when you ask them to go run the, you know, head of high water, they'll go do it, and they'll understand that everything that you sacrifice or everything you've been through for coaching changes last year during the last quarter of the season, you losing your head coach in the first quarter of this season. Then you understand the angst, the anxiety, all the negative, you know, talk or whatever, the expectations that you've either been fighting living up to or been trying your damnedest to get there is worth it when you start playing good football, football that you can be proud of when you get on the bus and understand you reach the expectation. So, you know, it's right there for them. And defense can be changed in a week, in 4 days. Yeah, that's right. Go Huskers. I see you. I see you. No, no, no. That's Ohio. That don't mean nothing. But the thing is, you can change defense very quickly because you know what? You talk about when Peyton Manning won a Super Bowl. Their defense was the worst defense in NFL history, DP. That's worse than Tampa Bay Buccaneers back when they wasn't winning.
Back in Detroit, all that stuff, right?
Yeah. And in 1 week's time, they changed everything. Because guess what they did? They went into the simple discipline and the intricacies of the defense. They communicated better. They worked on the fundamentals. And guess what? They started playing faster. Then you saw Bob Sanders become the eraser that made everything up. But the tackles and the explosive plays was less. It happened in a week. It can happen right here. And that's what they were trying to work on this week to become better as a football team and create better football players.
That's the hope. That is the mission. That's the task. Jay Foreman, it's time. Nathan, I hope you're prepared. We need that bumper for Jay's pick. So if you can load that up.
When we go to gamble, we go to lose subconsciously.
Jay Foreman's picks of the week on Old School.
Me, I never feel better or more alive than when they're raking the chips away.
You got to know when to hold up.
Know when to fold up.
I'll take one more.
There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
We're not telling you to bet.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're not telling you to bet.
And I never do it with my heart. That's why I'm not going to be picking a Nebraska game because I will never.
Got it.
Ever.
Got it.
Ever, 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 ever pick Oklahoma. Never.
Simple deal, right? I'm that way. I have my Oklahoma. It's the evil empire down south with the star. I would never pick them.
They look like they ain't changed their underwear in 2 weeks.
But
look at how
you played in this rivalry.
They underwear. That's why we ain't like them, man, because they come out there with the uniform they didn't wash, man.
You played in this rivalry, so you understand it. Yeah. We're going to go to the NFL first, right? We'll do the college in the final segment. Ready? Let's go through it. The day opens with the Miami Dolphins traveling to Baltimore.
Big beat down. Tua doesn't finish the game. Ravens big. Lamar Jackson twerculates on his Miami Dolphins. He's going to probably end up playing for the Dolphins next year.
Yeah, everything's possible. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers travel to New Orleans.
Oh, you know, my heart tells me this is going to be the team in the year that Tom Brady figures out the New Orleans Saints. The New Orleans Saints has had Tom Brady's number. I think early in the season, Jameis is playing excellent. The defense is one of the best defenses in the league. I am going to go with the Buccaneers just because their defense this year with Vita Vey and the big tackle from Hicks from the Chicago Bears has really brought another element to their defense. I think their defense is even better this year, so I'm going to go to Bucs.
Patriots travel to Pittsburgh to face the Steelers.
Normally I'd pick the Patriots, but the Patriots – offense has been garbage this year, and Mac Jones is hurt. So I think Pittsburgh, even though they're going to be without T.J. Watt, I think they have enough depth at the outside linebacker position to do well, and their offense looks pretty good with Mitchell Trubisky. So I'm going to ride the Pittsburgh pick for another week.
Seattle Seahawks travel to San Francisco to take on the Niners.
Yeah, the Niners are mad because they lost the first game. That defense is still for real. They will not be Geno Smith by Geno Smith. So I think the 49ers will win, and I think Trey Lance actually plays well. If Trey Lance gets to week 4 or 5 and he can't get out of his own way, Jimmy G, it will be back in effect.
I don't disagree with that at all. The Bengals travel to the Star to face the Cowboys.
Now, look, if Dallas was fully loaded, with their line and everything, I might think it'd be competitive. But the Bengals, who they? Is about the who they going to break off in them Cowboys? The Bengals. The Bengals.
The Cardinals travel to Vegas.
Man, you know, the Cardinals with Kyler Murray, you know, if you really watch Kyler Murray's All-22 tape, you understand why they say he had to watch 4 hours worth of film. I wish I played quarterback, man. You ain't even had to be tall no more. He ain't even 6 feet tall. Now, he does got a Hollister cannon for an arm. Mm-hmm. But my man can't read cover three, let alone, you know, dissect cover four. So I'm going to go with the Raiders. I think their offense showed glimpses. I think as the season goes on, you're going to see Renfro and Adams and Jacobs and Carr get off. The defense of the Raiders is sneaky good, not dominant, but good enough. I think they beat up Kyler Murray, and I think they end up getting their first win of the season.
He's a Sooner, so we're okay if he gets beat up. Yeah. Sunday night, Bears travel to Lambeau.
A.A. Ron, where are you right now? A.A. Ron, where is the MVP?
Look at your nephew, man.
He's from Oklahoma. My man got Hoochie Daddy shorts on like no other, man. I mean, dang.
And white socks.
And white. And
go
and
ahead, man.
And he got tank. I'm going to go ahead and stop. I'm on the radio. I'm going to go with the Green Bay Packers because Rodgers and the Packers always, for whatever reason, they play horrible the first week.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
they come back and get on a run. Chicago, defense is good. But I think Green Bay's defense is even better than their defense and better than Chicago's offense. So I'm going to go with the Packers, and it's at home.
Monday night late, the Vikings travel to Philly.
Oh, the battle of the running attacks. Dalvin Cook against a plethora of runners, whether it's Hurts or Sanders for the Eagles. I think the Vikings defense is a little bit better, and I think the Vikings offense is a little bit more consistent. But it's at Philly, and they have Kirk Cousins, who notoriously might be the best bank robber in NFL history besides Chase Daniels.
Fair.
But the last year he played good for all 16 games. I'm going to go with the Kirk Cousins, and you know what I'm saying? How do you like that? Right. You like that?
You like that?
That's what you can say. You like that?
The Monday night game, the Tennessee Titans travel to, drumroll, Buffalo.
Oh, are you serious? You asking me who's going to win this?
I have to be professional and allow you to celebrate yourself in the moment.
King Henry got dethroned last week against the Giants. What do you think them Buffalo Bills are going to be doing, man?
We're about to put all
heads to bed. We're going to teach Ryan Tannehill the isms about being a quarterback. Teach the young guys how to play. So now we're going to – Buffalo's in – we playing for a bigger purpose, man.
It appears okay. So. Monday Night Football, national TV. They'll get their shot on ESPN. Nathan Brennan, we'll throw it to break. When we come back, we'll close out old school setup for high school football. But I also need for you to do the Beatrice giveaway as well. So we'll take care of all that business. Close it out down here from Bourbon Street. The food is ridiculous. This is the – look, those chicken breasts, those are fantastic. Nathan, you will take care of it when we come back from the break. Old school 93.7 The Ticket.
You're listening to Old School with DP and J. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.